This is an executive summary of the substantial improvement requirement explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The substantial improvement requirement is one of the most important, and most technical, rules in opportunity zone investing, and it's the reason most OZ funds are development or redevelopment vehicles. In essence, when a CUF acquires existing property, that isn't brand new original use property, it must substantially improve that property, generally by roughly doubling its basis in the building within 30 months. This forces genuine development or major renovation activity, rather than passive purchases of existing buildings. Understanding the requirement, what substantial improvement means, the 30-month doubling rule, the crucial land versus building basis distinction, how funds satisfy it, and the common compliance failures, is critical for understanding development-focused OZ funds and vetting their compliance. This guide explains the substantial improvement requirement. Note that OZ rules are time-sensitive and evolving. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. This is educational information, not tax advice. Substantial improvement means a CUF must significantly improve existing property it acquires for that property to qualify as OZ business property. Specifically, for purchased tangible property that isn't original use, i.e. this summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.